Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, angels, and that are listening now, and will listen to it and download it later, because I know everybody calls from different parts of the world. That's the best thing about this network. We have calls from everywhere. How cool is that, right? And I think that this show is gaining popularity because we're talking about relationships, and everybody in every country and every place in the world always has great relationships or relationship with issues, and sometimes you have that in one person, right? Isn't that cool? Usually yourself, but I know that from a fact about me. And listen, let me see, Vicka was getting on. I know she's got some great stuff going on in her life. We all do. And welcome to the show today. So let me go get my co-host. See if she's here. Hopefully she is. Ah, she is. Hey. Okay. Hey, Vic. How are you? I love the weather Hi. Here today. It's so beautiful. Yeah, beautiful and warm. Anyway, so how are you doing?
I'm doing good. And you?
I'm doing pretty good. I've been going to go retail therapy, which Vic and I talk about, especially when we're having issues in relationships with our guys or whatever. But they've got a big sale on, so I'm going to go buy me some shoes. How cool is that? But, too, and I'm excited because I've been watching them for months. Yes, exactly. They went down dramatically. I was like, yay, I'm going to go buy me some today. So on that note, we're talking about kissing, relationships, love, and, I heard you and I were chatting this morning, and we're like, okay, what do we want to talk about? And I share this with Vic, and Vic, if it's okay, I'll open the show up with this. And I know you got some great ideas and some great thoughts and some great comments and things of your own you'd like to share. But I talked to a guy last night, super nice man, and hot looking, sexy. And so you're thinking he's going to be very arrogant. He's not. Imagine that, right? I was like, okay, so let me talk to him some more. So he shared with me, he goes, I'm writing on Facebook about chemistry. He goes, people think chemistry is all that is needed in a relationship, or that's the most important thing. And I'm saying it, he says it so much better because it's his thought. And I'd like to have him on to interview, you know, meet him and a couple others. So Vic and I were chatting about that, and you guys give us feedback if you'd like to see that. Anyway, so he's talking about chemistry, and I said, okay, explain to me, what do you mean? He said, I've been out on dates before with women, and he said, the first time that we go out, it's not perfect. There's not chemistry there, or you can't feel the chemistry. It's not the first thing. And I was like, I like to feel animal magnetism, passion. Like, that's there. Maybe I'm wrong. Because you shared this, too, because you guys are very similar. And he said, so what I do is, I've taken them to the car, kissed them on the cheek, and sent them on their way, or they left, or whatever, however you want to say it. And he said, and then he goes, I think about it, talk to friends, and he goes, I'll ask them out on a second date, because I'm not sure chemistry, or he goes, I don't think it's all about chemistry. And he goes, I think women, because he dates women, really get confused about that, or think that's it. And you and I, we'll say men think it's all about chemistry. Is there chemistry between us? So maybe waiting a second date is the nicest thing to do. And so what about you, Vic? I know that you've given guys a second chance, where I don't usually do that. And so talk to me about that, because I really want to learn and, what you have to say about that and what you think, because I've heard it in a mailed form version. Now I'm here. I've heard it from you. So what's your thoughts about that?
Well, for me, chemistry in a relationship is key. I think that it's not something that you can make happen. It's just one of those kind of like instinctual things that we pick up on. And it is not all of a relationship, but for me, that's key. And if I don't feel that chemistry from the beginning in meeting someone, my experience has been that it doesn't come later.
Okay, so he's saying that chemistry is not all there is. He's not saying that there's not chemistry, but he goes, I'm going to give it a second date if I'm not feeling that overwhelming. For me, I mean, I felt chemistry, but it's grown as I've dated somebody. Is that what you're saying? Okay. Be clear with me, because I've I'm not going to be attracted to this guy. I can't imagine myself in bed with him. Just say that. I do.
Right.
And, okay, all right, or is it like, okay, maybe I can, maybe I can't, but I'm willing to give it a second chance. So tell me that, because I've been rushing the gun.
I've had both situations, though. You know, there have been instances where, you know, I've gone out with a guy and, you know, I mean, it went well, and we seemed to hit it off. And so, of course, I did have a second date. But by the second and the third date, there really wasn't that chemistry factor happening between us. So at that point, I just kind of let it go because, like I said, I need to feel that there's chemistry on both sides in order to, move forward in a relationship with a man.
Okay. So you need the chemistry, but you're willing to say, let me give it another try if I'm not feeling it on an overwhelming level, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay. But there's something there that keeps you there. Right?
Well, providing that, you know, they're a nice person overall, you know, it's always a learning experience, and that's why we call it dating, I guess, you know, because you just have to learn about that person and, you know, kind of feel your way through, so to speak, to see, if the feelings are mutual on both sides.
Okay, I get you. I will acknowledge that. That's true, too, as well. Where I get, I'm learning something from you both, in a man and a woman, huh? You guys out there, I don't know if you're like this, but if I'm not feeling like I want to kiss him right away, I probably have really missed some good guys. What do you think? Probably. When I was a lot younger, I met a guy, and his name was Marty. Not the Marty you and I talk about, but that's funny. And I didn't really like it. When I was growing up, I grew up in a really small town, and we had a bar like Cheers, and everybody knew everybody. But I knew this dude. He knew a lot of my friends. And I went to the bathroom to get away from him because I wasn't attracted to him. But then I came out and I go, okay, I'm going to dance with him. And the way he moved on the dance floor, I'm like, okay, I like him now.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't there at first. Okay. So, by the way, he broke my heart. And he also married a best friend of mine. But that's a whole other story.
Well, we've all had
A few times, right? So it's part of life. Okay, so what you're saying is, I need to look at that. The next guy I go out with, I'm going to give him two chances, and I'm going to ask him to give me two chances. Do you do that? You don't ask, you just assume, right? So, right?
No, it's always a gamble whether or not he's going to call you back for a second date anyway, because these guys today rely so much on text messaging that there's so much of character and personality that's lost through text messaging. I've found that when someone picks up the phone and you have a real person on the other end, you know, that you can actually pick up on, you know, their personality, their mannerisms, you know, how they're speaking, you know, whether they're a happy person or, you know, a depressed person, because you actually get some emotion behind that phone call just through a voice.
Okay, that is very true. I agree with you on that. I'd rather talk to somebody than send numerous pics and text messages back and forth. I'm there with you on that. That's true.
You know,
Yeah.
So if the guy is just going to, you know, text you and not want to reach out, you know, and get to know you on that level, then how is the relationship going to go anywhere from there?
Okay, that's true. I agree with you on that. So you're saying the chemistry, you need to, if you're not meeting right away for scheduling work or whatever, let's say you're meeting a few days later, you know, and if you're into online dating or offline dating, you know, you meet a few days later. So you're saying that
right. It's
better to talk on the phone, okay, and get the chemistry the emotion. You're right. And see, I know you're a big one on voice, too. You are really big on voice.
Yes, it's true.
Okay.
I am.
Have you ever not dated someone? I mean, the chemistry may or may not be there, but if it's not in the voice at first, you won't go out with them, right? Is that true?
No, I haven't. I have not done that. You are absolutely correct.
Yeah, I like somebody with that's got a nice voice, because, you know, I've been doing radio for a long time now, at least a few years, but, So if they got it in the voice, then you're saying, okay, then I'm going to go check them out and get to know them better. Okay, so that's cool too as well.
Right.
Chemistry, I think if they can talk to me about something besides sports, which I enjoy talking about sports also, I have no problem with that, but if they can talk to me about deeper things, and I'm going to be there for the long haul. I very rarely get that. Do you? You know what I'm talking about, deeper, like soul, like metaphysics, what you look like naked. That's, no, I'm just kidding. What do you look like?
That would be
no,
number one
kidding.
Killer for you, wouldn't it? Is that a number for you if a guy comes on like that?
Oh, man, I know. You know what? It's true, though. And it's my lesson because I kept having different guys that would send me pictures. I was like, okay, this must be me. I'm the only constant in here. You know what I did the last time that happened? I go, you're quite lovely. But I said, I am so shy, and I'm from North Carolina. I think you deserve to be with somebody that's going to be open like you. And it wasn't nothing negative, but once I just did that, I have not received another one because I realize everybody has they have to show up the way they're going to show up. You know, not my thing,
awesome.
But hey,
right.
I was like, that's true. That's good to be. Thank you.
Yeah, but by showing up the way that you did, so sweet and so elegant in saying that to him, it totally changed the type of men that were contacting you.
It did, believe it or not, it really did. And being sweet, huh? Who knew?
And that was very elegant, also. Okay, the way you said it was very
funny.
Elegant. So you did an awesome job.
Yeah, I did. Isn't that funny? It's so funny. I showed up sweeter. By the way, you guys, Vic and I went out for mimosas and brunch on Sunday. And so she goes, Drew, you need to work on being sweeter and being more gentle. So I did. And you know what happened is I've been doing meditation, the morning and evening meditation. And I met a great guy who seems to have a lot of things that I enjoy and great chemistry. And another one, too. He's a little bit more distant, but it's okay. And that's okay. Not but. And that's okay. But I haven't been doing the meditations. And today or yesterday, so I'm really feeling it in my energy. I'm like, I'm angry. Huh. Who knew? Anyway, so I need to work on that. Thank you. But, yes, but that's how, thank you, universe. I need to say thank you, God. Thank you, universe, angel. Anyway, so, I'm doing that. Okay, so text messaging, I agree with you on that one. That doesn't give a lot. And I think a guy, to see if you really like a guy, because we can iron the guys if you're listening now, or we'll download it later. It works the same way for a girl. I think that that we are so used to getting physical right away with the chemistry that we forget to get to know the person. And I am a big firm believer in social media does not need to be a part of every relationship. I mean, I think you should use texting, Facebooking for information to give a message, but not to communicate. I do. I think that destroys the chemistry. I think it destroys everything. It really does. You know, so what do you feel? Do you think that too, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. I, you know, after we talked this morning, I, you know, just put in actually chemistry signs and I Googled it. And there was a great article where that said there were five, you know, points or five parts of being or of having chemistry. So basically there's five portions of chemistry. And I was just trying to find that I share it with you. But anyway, we'll just keep talking and it'll come up or not. And eventually I'll get it to you.
But can I ask you one question? Is it physical, spiritual, and emotional chemistry? Because I've had physical chemistry, but then zero emotional connection. Have you ever had that? You know what I mean?
Oh, sure.
When I was younger.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, for sure. You know, you have all this physical chemistry, but then there's no, like you said, soul or mind connection beyond that. That gets pretty boring after a while, don't you think?
Yeah. I mean, you can only go to bed so often, right? You know, Somebody got to sleep.
Eventually it's just going to get boring, you know.
Yeah, right. So what do you think about besides this? You know, and like I said, my dad and mom both taught me to this. They said, remember, the biggest sex organ you've got is your mind. I'm like, okay, Dad, I'll tell that to the next guy, right? Or,
right.
You know, listening to Marianne Williamson and The Course in Miracles, and she says, she was talking about dating, and there's a friend of mine listening with me, and she says that, you know, we talk about we want someone spiritual, but I've never known a guy to sit at home and say, she prays and meditates so much, I just can't wait to go out with her, get to know her. Never heard that. I've never said that myself. So, you know, he works out, he's a great runner, he's, you know, nice, compassionate, you know, too, as well. So, anyway, so that maybe there is something, you know, having a little bit of it all, you know what I mean? So, but that's cool.
Would we all like
Let me ask,
a little bit of all of it?
Right?
Like,
I know.
Everybody have that.
Oh, yeah, you're right about that. So, chemistry, let me ask you a question. You are starting a new friendship. You see, that was good. Friendship. Are you, and you're, you know, this is a new old friend, right? Is that, you know, there's never been, well, you tell a story because that you're going out on a limb a little bit. And
I am.
How do you do that? Yeah. Well, by most people's standards, I get you. Because,
well,
you know, you guys haven't seen each other. Yeah. So,
you know, courage.
And you're talking.
But I've also gone to a different city on a blind date. So by doing that, I'm not fearful because I trust my instincts and guiding me that everything will work out all right. And thankfully, the past two times that I've done that, everything did work out fine and I was safe. However, there was no chemistry between us, and so therefore we just had to make the best of the weekend and the situation the way that it was, knowing that we weren't going to have, that there wasn't chemistry and that we weren't going to have a sexual relationship, which neither of them were happy about, but, you know, that's just the way the cookie crumbles sometimes. So by me reconnecting with a friend that I grew up in the same small town with, with the same values and morals. We went to the same high school. We were in the same class. We know a lot of the same people. Makes us have a common thread with one another, and it's a comfortability factor because of that. Now, I haven't seen him in 30-plus years, so all I can go on is our conversations that we've had on the phone, and he calls daily.
Oh, nice.
So,
yeah, well, he's establishing that connection.
Here, yeah, there's something here about that type of connection that just seems to be growing, and I think we're both quite excited about it.
I'm excited for you. I really am. And so I know it takes guts and courage to do that. And you guys have a connection, though. And it's a childhood sweetheart. Well, not even really sweetheart, a childhood friend. And so now building on top of that, you get to see what's going to happen. And I'm saying you're going out on a limb. Most people would never do that. They're afraid to take a chance. You know, I think there's no issue there whether you'll be safe or not. You know that you're going to. But to be with somebody for 2 or 3 days, you know, and do different activities, because I know you guys are doing some outdoor activities and having fun with
right.
that. But that's not something that we do here at Cloud Mountains. We live in South Florida. So you're leaving your comfort zone with doing your, you know, you work out. I know you're extremely physical, but you're leaving that comfort zone for that. And also meeting somebody that you haven't seen in a while. And that takes courage.
Yeah, it's nerve-wracking. I'm a little nervous. I'm a little anxious. And I'm sure that's only going to get worse when the time comes closer. But I'm going to deal with it, you know, because at the same time, it's very exciting and adventurous. And you just never know how things are going to work out.
When you have grandchildren, I know you already have kids, but when you have grandchildren, can you imagine the story they get to hear about how their grandparents met? Isn't that cool? So,
crazy their grandmother was.
Yeah, you are you're fun though, and you want the best. So I'm excited to see how that story progresses. Old new friends reconnecting, and that's a story right there. Anyway,
it is.
Go ahead.
It'll be a grand story. You know, whatever it's going to be, it's going to be an awesome story.
Yeah, it will. It will be. And it's around your birthday, so it doesn't get much sweeter than that. And you got a special number for your birthday, and I won't say it because I'm not sure you want me to. And, well, as time goes on, we will talk about it more. And Dick saying, only if you're going to buy a present or a birthday card, send money.
Right? Well, it happens to be a great number. You know, I mean, there aren't, I don't know very many people that are born on 11/11. You know, that's all one.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome in itself, right there.
Yeah, I agree with you. And it's also, if you look up, there's a book called 11/11. There's also the number in numerology, it's a master number.
Yeah.
So you got a lot of good stuff there going for you. And the week that you guys are reuniting and visiting one another is your birthday week and your birthday. So I know that lots of special things can happen there. So that's good. And there's chemistry now between you two. And there's also a lot of things in common. You both grew up in the same small town and went to the same schools and had the same friends. I mean, that's cool. I can't wait to hear about it myself. Anyway, as well as everybody else is listening in.
Right.
What happens next? Yeah. So work on yourself. That's a big,
well,
is a real big
a
one on there.
Yeah,
yes, I'm happy. Yeah, me too. I'm hoping that then the beginning never stops. It's only when you get to the end that it's sad. So I'm hoping for a happy beginning, you know, and a happy now. Forever, right? Makes sense to me. So anyway, we're going to get ready to run out of time in just a few minutes. To tell me, you guys want to know about how she keeps beautiful? Okay, because she's beautiful inside and outside. You got to visit her page. I know that Carrie, a mutual friend of ours, is going to visit her. She goes, look at my arms. They're so good. I was like, yeah. So I told you. That's a good job. You know, so, and then you're going to see Geraldine, and when she gets back from the wedding, there is a joy there. She's a deal. I love her. So,
all right.
Yeah, Geraldine's a sweetheart. I remember telling, and I'm telling you guys this because Geraldine has had a lot of work done. You know, a lot of work means taking care of your skin, lasering, and that helps your inside and your outside, but it helps all the wrinkles and the brown spots and the discoloration go away. And if you have scars, I think you do a lot with scars, and then too as well, and you have can I say this? You have a thing that is better than a surgical facelift, and it gives you the same results. What is it called? Thermage. Yes, exactly.
Right.
And Vicky looks really young. She looks in her 30s, and she's a few years older than that. So she uses all the stuff that she works with people. So you guys want to give it a try? How do they find your magic wand?
Well, they can like my page on Facebook at Elite Skinvestments. Elite Skinvestments.
Elite Skinvestments. She's done a lot of work with me, and thank God I do not have to shave now. Is that not sweet? Anyway, and so if you got your guy, ladies, or yourself, your guy does not have to have hair on his back and feel all prickly. Vicky's got the perfect treatment, and for you, you're right, gorilla. And for you ladies, you don't want to shave. You got brown spots. You got things you want to look forever 21. So see her. She's amazing. Anyway, Facebook.com/angelcoaches. Leave us a comment there if you want to hear something really incredible or fabulous. And we talk about sex, relationships, and dating. Chemistry was a key today, and the guy I have met, I'm super excited now, even more to go out with him, because chemistry is one aspect, but there's so much more, and he's right, and sometimes don't let that grow, so I'm going to really work on it now. And thank you, Vic, for sharing your story and what you're doing, and so it's made me,
well,
give me courage
for
to do my own.
Well, thank you for being the best angel coach there is out there. And I would encourage everyone to seek your expertise in that area.
Well, that's very nice. I have no cash on me today, but I'll pay you later.
No, anyway, I'm not looking for any cash. just sharing great information with all of our friends out there.
Yeah, thank you so much. And Vic is an up-and-coming rising angel coach herself. Although she's not taking that on, I'm holding that space for her. All right, everybody, you take care. Have a great now. Vic, I'll catch up. She's laughing.
Sure. Bye, everybody.
I'll take care. Bye-bye.